there was so much law enforcement around, the thoughts of safety were never an issue or a concern for me. You know, the city of Boston's just done a phenomenal job of kind of getting back on their feet after last year and being ready for a big race this year.
Was this your first time? Did you run last year, for example?
No, this is my first time at Boston. It's my eighth marathon, but the first time that that the dates worked out for me to go here this year.
Was last year's tragedy any part of your thinking and making sure you could go this year?
No, it really wasn't. To be honest with you, the reason I'm here this year was that it falls over Easter break, and as a teacher and track coach, the dates coincided with the time that I could get away from school.
Right. Well, you had a good time. Obviously, there you'd never been there before, so it's not like you
Correct.
Could compare the moods. But I mean, there must have been more involved. Even if a guy was from Mars and didn't know what had happened there last year, there must have been things that let you know that this was kind of different.
Oh, definitely. You know, the crowds were just phenomenal. For the whole 26.2 miles, the streets were lined with pretty raucous fans who were, you know, a lot of them had signs about Boston Strong, and they take a lot of pride in this marathon, in this event. It's really, you know, it's been going on for 118 years, and they were bound and determined not to let the acts of last year affect this premier sporting event. You know, the energy from the crowd really was phenomenal.
John was mentioning to me that it was really something in the beginning when they had the Pledge of the Star-Spangled Banner or whatever, people were crying. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and they did a flyover with some of the Air Force helicopters. And, you know, you just see all the Boston police departments and firefighters and, you know, the other professionals that were out there making sure that it was going to be a safe and well-run race. And, you know, you can't help but just being really proud of those guys and thankful for their support and what they do for this community and really what they do for all of us